Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting second. The first baseman, Orlando Gonzalez. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins takes first base on ball four. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Eckersley. Coggins moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Bell moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Fosse moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Orta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent bunts towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Orta moves to second. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Fosse goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 White Sox. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr tags and scores. Lemon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spencer is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Howard pinch hits for Orlando Gonzalez. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Howard now playing first base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Dent reaches third base with a triple. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 3 in the game. Stein bunts towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Dent scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta juggles the ball. That's an error on Horta. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lemon chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Stein. Stein fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stein. Hendrick scores. Lowenstein scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. Cardi moves to third. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Alan Ashby pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Terry Forster now pitching. Frank Duffy pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is walked intentionally. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 4 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Blanks reaches third base with a triple. Ashby scores. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Indians. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks scores. It's 9-6, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 4 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson strikes out. There goes Howard. The throw from Downing and Howard is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Ashby now catching. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Thomas now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-4 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Garr scores. Kelly moves to third. Spencer moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.